Scott and I attended the same high school and became acquainted through mutual friends. We were always social with one another, so it was natural for us to get closer after we graduated. I'm older, so I graduated before him, but I went to work full-time instead of going away to college like most of our friends. Scott did the same after he graduated because education just wasn't for him. There wasn't much to do in our town, so we spent most of our time working or drinking in our friend's basement with whomever else happened to be there. Scott and I always flirted, but it didn't mean anything in my mind. We were sitting on the hood of my car, shooting the breeze under a summer night sky. We talked about all of the friends we missed while sharing a bottle of whiskey. It was made apparent that I was unfit to drive after sliding off of my hood and onto the pavement. Scott laughed at my clumsiness and offered to walk me to a nearby friend's house where I could sleep off the liquor. After arriving at the house, we were led to an empty bedroom and instructed to behave ourselves. I laughed at this because Scott and I had never been intimate, but we promised to heed the warning. I sat at the edge of the bed to remove my jeans as Scott unlaced my shoes for me. He blushed at the sight of my bare legs and I poked fun at his shyness. "It's not a big deal. It's just a little skin. My boy shorts cover all the good parts," I said with a smirk. He chuckled as he shed his jeans and got into the bed. I climbed in after him, asking, "Do you want to cuddle?" I meant it as a joke, but he opened his arm as an invitation. He had the nerve to call my bluff. I was impressed. "No funny stuff, okay?" I snickered as I made myself comfortable against his chest. "Scout's honor," he responded. I felt my face flush when his fingers found their way into my hair, but I didn't protest. I enjoyed the affection. The lull of his heartbeat quickly put me to sleep. I awoke at dawn, a bit disoriented. I was laying on my side, Scott's front to my back, and his arm wrapped around my waist. His morning wood throbbing against my backside surprised me into consciousness. I had forgotten that I wasn't in my bed, but settled my nerves once my memory caught up to me. I never thought of Scott as more than a friend, but his evident arousal was forcing his sexuality into my imagination. I carefully turned to face him and studied his sleepy expression, his soft pink lips slightly parted, the gentle fluttering of his eyelids, his messy bedhead hair that is normally well-groomed, the faint smell of cologne on his chest. This was the first time I had really looked at him, and I realized he was an attractive young man. Thinking I could steal a kiss before the morning sun woke him, I lightly touched my lips to his. I was shocked to feel his arm tighten its grip around my waist as he kissed me back. Humiliation immediately washed over me as I pushed him away. "What are you doing?" I asked in a desperate attempt to hide my shame. "The same thing you're doing," Scott grinned. He wasn't giving me an inch. "I don't know what came over me," I said as I averted my gaze. "I must still be drunk from last night." "It's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time," he said as he flicked my nose. "Would kissing me really be that bad?" My shame wilted into pity. It didn't occur to me that I would be hurting his feelings in an attempt to hide my own. "No," I whimpered. "I don't suppose so." I closed my eyes and puckered my lips, waiting for him to close the distance between our faces. Our lips touched and passion overcame us. Soft kisses turned to insistent ones, our tongues dancing between our lips. My fingertips traversing his body, moving gingerly south to the bulge in his boxers. The moment was lost when he suddenly took hold of my wrist. I looked into Scott's eyes, searching for a reason to the abrupt stop. "We're supposed to behave, remember?" he said as he placed a tiny kiss on each one of my knuckles. My face felt hot with indignity. "You're right," I said with a sullen lilt in my voice. "We should probably sneak out of here. We can thank our friend for his hospitality at a more decent hour." We walked back to my vehicle in silence. I assumed we were both unsure of what the kiss meant for our relationship. Can we still be friends after this? Should we try being more? Neither of us wanted to talk about it. I can walk home from here. I'm not in a hurry to get home anyway, Scott explained as he rubbed the back of his neck. My mom is probably panicked because I didn't sleep in my bed last night. Give her a break, I said as I opened my car door. You aren't even old enough to buy your own liquor. Don't give her shit for worrying about you. Scott rolled his eyes as I climbed into my driver's seat and started the engine. I waved goodbye through the window and made my way home. After letting myself into my apartment, I ran a warm bath. I wanted to scrub the events of this morning off of my skin. I couldn't believe what I'd done and couldn't think of a way to take it back. I sunk my head under the bubbly water, stewing in my own unease. When I reemerged, I decided I was simply going to let the kiss go. There was no need to be melodramatic. After finishing my bath, I put on some sweats and laid down in my bed. I was feeling hungover, so I opted for more sleep. I awoke to my phone vibrating on my nightstand. Scott's number flashed across the screen, and I hesitated to answer it. Letting the call go to voicemail would likely cause more tension between us, so I ultimately decided to pick it up. Hello, I said, my groggy voice croaking into the phone. Hey, it's me. Can I come over? I can't stand my mother right now, Scott said in a hurried tone. I'd rather take space than give her shit. I know I'm young, but I'm not a fucking baby. Yeah, sure, I sighed. I'm sleeping, so I'll just unlock the door. Let yourself in and lock it behind you. You're cool with me just chilling at your place? Scott said with apprehension. I was exasperated. Either hang out or take a nap with me. I don't care. My head hurts, so be quiet with whatever you decide to do. I hung up the phone and closed my eyes, though I knew I would not be returning to sleep. A short time later, I heard my front door open and shut, the deadbolt being locked into place. Scott came straight into my bedroom, removed his jeans, and climbed into bed behind me. I figured he would be tired too. Did you hitch a ride or steal the car? I mumbled from my pillow. I borrowed my mom's car, Scott replied sarcastically. I just want to know what to tell the cops when they come looking for you, I joked. Scott chuckled as he spooned my body. Tell them you coerced me while I was under the influence of alcohol. I'm not old enough to buy my own liquor, after all. Smartass, I retorted. We both fell silent as we drifted off to sleep. The afternoon sun glared at us through open blinds, and once again I was met with Scott's erection. I attempted to ignore it, however, the temptation was strong. We're alone now. This is my bed. There is no reason why we couldn't be intimate, but should we? I turned to face him, just as I did this morning, and looked upon that same sleepy expression. His eyes slowly opened, their blue color glinting in the sunbeams. Scott really was a handsome young man. We both smiled at one another, and I nuzzled my nose against his. Good afternoon, I greeted. You're probably hungry. Do you want me to fix you some food? Not yet, he said with a stretch. I just want to lay here a bit. Scott cradled me in his arms and lightly kissed my forehead. It seems we are still unsure of how to pivot in our relationship. I softly touched my lips to his, and he didn't protest. We entangled ourselves into a passionate kiss, this time savoring one another. My hands cautiously roamed down his torso, pulling the hem of his shirt up to touch his stomach. His skin was peppered with coarse hair, something I didn't expect. I suppose I expected his body to be smooth because I've always seen him as an adolescent, but he wasn't a teenager anymore. The evidence of his masculinity enticed me further to explore him, my fingertips dipping under the waistband of his boxers. Once again, Scott took hold of my wrist. I pulled my mouth away from his in confusion. Do you not want me? I asked, trying to conceal my feeling of rejection. No, I do, Scott responded with a nervous inflection in his voice. I've just never done that before. I felt breathless. It never occurred to me that he would be a virgin. I'm sorry, I apologized as the hot wash of embarrassment drowned me. We shouldn't do this. You should give your virginity to someone you love. Scott's face started to flush red as he tried to find the courage to respond. He took a breath and said, "I love you." I sat up, mortified. "You don't mean that," I said in protest. "How would you even know that? We've never been more than friends until now." "I don't think love is a thing you can quantify," he said, holding my gaze. "You just feel it, you know? I've had other opportunities, but none of those girls felt right. It took me a while to accept that I wanted you. You just never saw me as more than your buddy because I'm younger than you are." "I don't love you, though," I blurted out. "I mean, I care about you, but you're right. We've always been friends. You should give your virginity to someone who loves you back. I'm a fucking mess, dude. It's the reason why I stay single and live alone." "Then why did you kiss me?" He posed a fair question to which I had no answer. I tousled my hair in irritation and responded, "I don't know, man. Maybe I'm lonely. Clearly I'm horny. I'm a girl, but I still have needs. It wasn't fair of me to come on to you with shallow intentions. I'm sorry. Can we please backpedal and never talk about this again?" Scott sat up, heartache apparent in his posture. "You don't have to love me back, you know. I love you, and that's not a feeling you can take away from me." My embarrassment shifted into remorse. I knew what unrequited love felt like, and the pain can be intense. The last thing I wanted to do was hurt Scott, but deflowering him can't be the answer to our conundrum, can it? Am I really what you want?" I sheepishly asked him. Scott swallowed hard before answering. "Yes, I've known that for a while now." I took a breath and urgently pressed my lips against his. I pushed him down against the mattress and mounted him. I broke our kiss to lay down some rules. What happens here stays here. When we are out there, we are as we've always been. Lastly, understand that your virginity is a gift that you can't take back. I'm happy to accept and cherish it, to appreciate the feelings that are attached to this moment, but I don't know if I can reciprocate those feelings to you. I care about you more than I care about most people. I hope that can be enough. He nodded before returning his lips to mine. I put my hands under his shirt to caress his skin. He let out a sigh as I gently dragged my nails against his chest. I sat up to pull off my shirt, and he did the same. Scott's body felt heated against my skin, his hands tracing my curves, silently seeking permission to touch my more intimate parts. I led his hands to my chest, squeezing his palms against my breasts. "Gently," I whispered. "Be observant with every touch. Pay attention to my body language, my reactions." My first time was unpleasant and scary. I didn't want that to be his experience. I may not love him, but I meant it when I said I cared about him. I could feel his manhood begin to swell and started to grind myself against him. "Kiss my tits, Scott. Put your mouth on me," I purred. My arousal came as a surprise after the tension of our conversation just moments before. I could feel my wetness start to soak my panties as my pussy rubbed against his cock. He took my nipple into his mouth and I mewed as he suckled it. "That's it, hon," I said in breathy whispers. "That feels so good." His cock was pulsing against my groin and I was anxious for more stimulation. I dismounted him and said, "Take off your boxers," as I removed my panties. "Sit between my legs." He did as he was told, and I continued my instructions. "Do you see this?" I said as I separated my folds, revealing my sensitive bud. "I want you to touch me here, really gently, with the soft pad of your finger." I relaxed my body as Scott started to rub my clit. The concentration on his face was endearing. He was trying hard to learn how to please me, and that care turned me on more. His fingers were coated in my juices, the wet sounds joining the cacophony of pleasure noises escaping my lips. I could feel the pressure build deep inside of me, aching for release. I needed more to get there. Slide a finger inside of me as you keep the pressure against my clit. I managed to say between breaths. My eyes rolled back as he pushed his finger into my opening. He found the sweet spot inside me, which came as another pleasant surprise. Right there, I uttered. Don't stop. Scott honed in his focus as he watched my body writhe in pleasure. I couldn't believe how skilled his fingers were. I began to buck my hips against his hand, inching closer and closer to climax. I'm gonna come. I yelled as my orgasm took hold of me. Fuck, Scott. Yes, it's so good. My pussy squeezed and pulsed on his hand as he smiled with accomplishment. He should be proud. Getting me to come was not an easy feat. Pull your finger out, I said as I calmed down. That was amazing. I've never done that before, Scott said in excitement. I giggled as I reached for a condom from my nightstand. Do you know how to put on a condom? I asked as I handed him the package. I learned in health class years ago, but obviously haven't practiced that skill, he joked. That's okay, I reassured. You seem ready. Do you want to try? I can walk you through it. Scott answered with a nod, and I smiled. Okay. Open the package and figure out which way the condom rolls. His hands were shaking as he handled the latex. Shh. It's okay. You're doing so well. Now, pinch the tip and roll the condom onto your cock. There you go. You're perfect, sweetheart. Lean forward and I'll guide you in. I took his cock in my hand and pressed it against my opening. I looked into his eyes as he pushed himself inside of me. We both sighed in relief, as if we both felt the same sense of urgency. Congratulations, I said as I kissed his nose. You are no longer a virgin. Are you okay? Scott pressed his forehead to mine as he began to thrust himself in and out of me. You feel so good, he expressed as he found a rhythm. I feel a little overwhelmed. That's okay, I responded. That's normal. Just relax and let yourself enjoy the feeling. Do what feels good, and I'll guide you along the way. What if I come? He asked with a worried look on his face. That's okay too, I assured him. It's your first time. There will be other times, and you'll get better with practice. Other times with you? He asked, hopeful. I hadn't given any thought to what would happen after this moment. I was so lost in my own need that I didn't think about him. I'm so selfish. Sure, if that's what you want, I said, astonished at my own reply. Maybe I felt more for him than I was willing to admit. I felt his cock twitch inside of me as he began to kiss my neck and fondle my breasts. He was letting himself go, letting himself savor this experience. It must feel wonderful to finally possess the object of your desire. A long string of disappointments keeps me from understanding this sense of satisfaction, but I'm happy he can feel so content during such an integral moment of his life. I felt honored that he chose me and thankful that I could make the experience so memorable for him. His breathing grew haggard as his movements quickened. I wrapped my legs around his waist. This was the culmination of all his feelings. I wanted to feel him empty himself inside of me. I looked deeply into his baby blue eyes and whispered, "Are you getting close?" "Yes," he responded with desperate panting. Let it go, Scott. Come for me. I begged, and he erupted deep inside of my pussy, each pulse and spasm of his cock like a shockwave radiating through my body. He slumped on top of me, spent and panting. I stroked his hair and kissed his forehead. Are you okay? Scott managed a yes between deep breaths. Make sure to withdraw before you go soft, I instructed. He pulled out of me, discarded the condom, and laid on his back. I made myself comfortable against his chest, leaving tiny kisses on his jaw. How do you feel? He had to think for a tick before responding with, euphoric. I was stunned, yet relieved by that answer. I was pleased to know his first time was so pleasant. What happens now? I don't really know. This is a first for me, too, I admitted. I guess this is something we'll learn together. For now, let's get cleaned up and have some food. You're probably starving right now. Scott's stomach growled as I finished my sentence. Told you. We shared a laugh as we rose from my bed. We got cleaned up and sat in my breakfast nook, sharing a sandwich and various other finger foods. He was jovial, a feeling I was robbed of during my first time. I couldn't help but admire him and enjoy his spirit. I shared in his elation while we filled our bellies, talking about nothing and everything. I can't say we lived happily ever after, because that wouldn't be the truth. We had a lovely few seasons of stolen glances, hearty laughs, and tender lovemaking before eventually parting ways. I couldn't fall in love with Scott, no matter how strongly I felt about him. The gift he gave me will keep our hearts connected forever, and I still treasure it to this very day.